You know what I'm going to run, don't you?
Your hair's all stuck up to the back. Look at this, I brushed your hair this evening. That's your third bowl of cornflakes this morning.
Bowl of grapes. Come and see them, Mummy?
Yes?
Come on! Eat!
From the seeds?
Poofa!
What do you eat? Poofa?
Saka. Well. Beehive. Poofa.
The beehive.
Poofa.
Did you say quaver?
Yeah.
Well, you went to the beehive last week and somebody gave you some quavers, didn't they? Is that what you're trying to say? Well, normally at the beehive, and not at the beehive, at the play group, you get a slice of toast and a drink of black currant juice. And yesterday you got cornflakes and a biscuit, didn't you, instead?
Quaver. Reach.
You cannot reach.
Good. Oh, yes, you can. Pop.
Mummy, blue juice. Okay, blue juice. No blue juice.
No blue juice?
No.
What do you mean by blue juice?
No. No. Shut.
Yes, that's right. You should have put it.
Down.
You've got to finish your breakfast, yes. I've just put some toast in the toaster.
Are you going to have some toast?
No, Black currant.
Black currant and biscuits.
Cornflakes.
You sat with Rachel yesterday and ate a lot of cornflakes, didn't you? We'll sit down together, all the children. Sit round the table. It's 11 o'clock. Which is nice, isn't it?
No.
Butter. Let's see, getting the butter out of the fridge.
What's that?
You've eaten a third bowl of cornflakes. Has the postman been this morning, Thomas?
Mm. Yes.
Has he? I haven't seen him. Every day,
does
he? What are you showing me?
The cornflakes are done. Well, the world.
The cornflakes are done?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
saying.
I like your plate.
Juice is sounding as if it's got air in it today. Squeaky juice.
It's a wet wet to it. The wet wet.
A wet wet?
Yeah, the wet wet one.
Oh, a wet wet on it. Do you think the lip of your beaker looks like a beak on a duck? Is that what you're saying? A wet wet on it.
You said an
ambulance
to it.
An ambulance to it? Where's the ambulance? You saw an ambulance the other day, didn't you?
It
was broke.
Yeah.
No, I think Peggy had had a fall, hadn't she?
Well, I don't want the money. in.
Are you saying hello, Peggy?
Peggy had a son called Thomas, didn't she? What's your name?
Oh dear.
What happened? It started to rain outside.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a nice day.
Mr. Lorraine!
What about the rain?
Oh, pretty wet.
Oh, is Buddy going to get wet?
Yeah.
Mm. Does she like getting wet?
Yeah.
No, she doesn't, does she? And what did we watch the other day? At least you saw the grandma and grandma. What happened in the sky?
The moon went down.
The moon and the sun. It was the eclipse, wasn't it?
Did you see the eclipse?
Yes, you watched.
Deep!
You watched it on television, didn't you?
Like the moon.
A bite out of the moon, yes. When they were first showing a picture of the sun, when the moon was just crossing it, it looked as if somebody had a bite out of a biscuit, didn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Two Smarties one.
Two Smarties one. It looked like Two Smarties, the sun and the moon, didn't it? And the moon went over the sun. It went dark. It didn't really go dark in Manchester, did it?
No. Train.
And then suddenly the sun shone again, yes?
A train do it. Train.
A train do it. Now you're going off the tangent now, you're talking about going to the train station afterwards, or it was before the eclipse. You went to watch the trains, didn't you? And that's the noise that the train made when it was setting off. It rains an awful lot, so must we can't go to the beehive in the park this afternoon. There's no point going to the park when it's wet, is there?
Wet cabbage. No, open the fridge.
I'll open the fridge. We won't want batter. No, we don't want the batter's here. It's not in the fridge, it's in the wet top.
Batter.
Pardon?
Butter?
Yes, a lot of it isn't butter though, Thomas.
No.
Mummy uses old butter dishes as storage containers. Which is a bit annoying because you go to put butter on your bread and you get pasta from the night before. Or something like that.
A down.
Are you not going to finish your toast?
No, a down.
And what about some grapes?
No, a down.
I'm sure you'll have some grapes if I wash them, won't you?
Mmm. Yeah, bite crunch. Mmm.
What are you saying, bye bye soon?
No, bite crunch.
Bite crunch, not bye bye crunch. Are you biting the table now? Are you giving me your toast?
Two, like chain.
Two.
Yeah. Broken.
What's broken? What's broken? The
toast?
Yeah.
I'll put some more light on it because you enjoyed it the other day when you had more light on. We've not really eaten an awful lot, have we, in the past few days? Got a sore mouth.
The grapes! Nice!
Are they very nice? Two bibs actually, Thomas.
The bib, 1, 2, 3. 2, 3.
Why are you wearing the bibs, Thomas?
Yes, precisely. Mummy was different. Mummy had a brainstorm, didn't she? Not pleasant.
Very pleasant.
What pleasant?
Not at all.
Pleasant.
Not at all pleasant.
Kitty.
Tell you what.
Tummy.
They're coming.
Yeah.
No, it's grapes.
Yeah.
Grapes are coming.
Well, you probably thought it was a cup of tea, did you? When I handed you the cup. The other morning, Grandma put a tiny drop of tea in the cup and filled the rest up with milk, didn't she? And you drank that.
Again!
You kept
not again!
Can't find a peanut, Thomas. What's happened to it? Found it.
Apple peel.
Apple peel.
Apple peel.
Okay, he wants to come in now, so then. Come on, puss.
Go back. Hello. Ben. Robina.
Robina?
With nose.
Oh, she's not got a baby nose.
Baby one.
A baby one. It's a baby nose.
My tail.
That's a nice tail, hasn't she, baby?
Big one.
Big one. You're not allowed to pull it, though, are you?
No.
You do pull it, though, sometimes, don't you?
Toast with Rolly. Thomas Tail, big tail, Thomas.
You have a big tail.
Mm.
Yes. I haven't seen your tail. Are you sure you have one?
It's under his two bibs. So I have to wear two bibs, isn't it, to keep your tail on the contract?
Are you going to have more fruit?
Apple.
Apple, yes.
Apple coming now.
Apple's coming now, yes. Oh. We get through lots of fruit, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
I've got to buy some bananas when we go to the shop because we run out.
Round up. A mop. And we try a mop.
We'll go to the shop and buy some more, won't we? And we need to buy some more apples. And we'll see if there are any nice cherries in the shop, because you've not had cherries this week.
every single day, don't you? Sometimes two.
No.
Yes.
One.
More grapes. What do you say?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just cut a few more, but eat your apple, won't you?
Peach.
No, it's not a peach. It's an apple.
What did you do, Thomas?
He spit out the apple
that's
on his hand. Did you not like it? Was it something funny? Is it how you do when you hear something funny? Trying to show me?
The cup.
The cup.
Ah.
And I was just saying to Ferdy how life was so quiet before you came along. Ferdy and I had a very peaceful life.
No, Mummy.
No. We did, really. We had quite a nice life, didn't we, Ferdy? But it's not nice now, but it's quite as restful for you.
Big nose.
And she was never accused of having a big nose either.
My chubby nose.
I have a big nose.
That's cheeky.
My chubby nose.
Well, it's bigger than yours. I have to say that.
Food. Yes, I'm opening a new tin of food. Ready? Something about Birdie's tail, but I can't quite tell what you're saying.
Are you enjoying that?
You've been so busy sorting your fruit out, Thomas, you've not had my toast yet. You're going to finish before I sit down.
with Winnie the Pooh on.
Did you?
Yes.
Do you like Winnie the Pooh?
Very much.
Wasn't
that? Yeah. Apple.
Winnie the Pooh, yes.
We like Winnie, don't we? Tigger too.
Paddington.
Yes. And in my mug, there is a picture of Honey inside.
The Italian.
Yes.
Thomas Hunt. Thomas Dunner.
Thomas what?
Thomas Fun. Thomas Rilla Fun. No, Mummy.
No, oh, sorry, sorry.
I found the Thomas. My
bread. Oh, you found your grapes? What were you saying before about them? I found that Thomas. What does that mean?
Miss that Thomas.
Shh. I put the apple in a box for later.
Look. Been to a lot of mixer round and round.
Talking about the mixer going round and round.
B&Q.
B&Q?
Challenge! Sorry.
You must have seen an orange cement mixer at B&Q when you went there with Grandma and Grandad. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Challenge mixer.
Daddy carried you up, did he? Did Grandad lift you up so you could see the mixer?
Challenge.
It was orange, was it? Oh dear, poor Mummy, she will get this cup of tea in a minute. It's gone colder.
Come on,
let's
have a cup of tea, please.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No.
Well, shall I rinse this?
No.
You said Thomas a cup of tea.
Do
that?
No,
don't
do
that to us.
They got a train.
Are you telling me how the train was going? No, don't, Thomas, no. Thomas. No, don't touch the cup. Yes, there's a cup of tea. What do you say? Well, apart from that, what do you say? You say, excuse me, Lydia.
Milk.
That's mainly milk in there. It's a very, very tiny drop of tea, isn't it? Is Thomas having a cup of tea? Is it nice?
Oh, don't mark that.
What do you see there? Oh, bless you. Oh dear, dear. So what can you see on your cup? Tigger?
Pooh.
Who likes Winnie the Pooh? Who's got a lot of things?
Oh, Mummy, Tigger.
Who's got a lot of things with Winnie the Pooh?
This
is Isabel? Isabel has a lot of Winnie the Pooh, isn't she? Really lovely bread, Thomas. I like your white moustache there.
Yeah. Why not white, Thomas?
Well done.
What, Mummy?
What'd you say?
It's me.
So much deed? Do you mean thank you very much indeed?
Yeah, so much indeed. Open the window, Betty's putting in the window.
Oh yes, Purdy's just jumped into the window, hasn't she?
What's Felix?
Is she watching Felix? Where's Felix?
Tiddy
Tot. Phoenix is Linda and Brian's cat. They have three cats, don't they? Phoenix, Tiddles, and Molly.
This is all the gentleman now.
Mm.
Taxi, yo!
We're talking about Tiddles, yes, they're crossing the road and sitting under the taxi. We were worried because there was a car coming.
Adele,
could Mummy please just have a piece of toast? You
no.
Sit with Mummy and talk to Mummy.
No.
You don't want that tea either. Well, I'll wipe your face and hands and you can sit and play with something for a few minutes while I finish my toast. You got up very late this morning, didn't you?
Yeah.
Up until nearly 9.
Tea.
Mummy was up a lot earlier, but she was busy ironing and doing other jobs. Didn't have my breakfast. And Daddy went to work, didn't he, before you were awake? Excuse me, what do you say?
Tissue.
A tissue?
Yeah.
You say, excuse me, please. When somebody sneezes, you say, bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. And when you make a noise, like that, you say, excuse me, please.
No,
a
tea, please.
Some tea? There's your tea that you haven't.
Not the tea.
Oh, keys.
Ah.
You want Demetra's keys? Well, she might not be happy letting you have keys.
Demetra's keys.
What do you say?
It's feet. Demetra's
keys. I'm going to take both of those off. Get your hair now. It's taking the bibs off. Oh dear, what a mess. You open the door with the keys?
We do win in it.
Has the lion got a big tail?
A nose.
And a big nose? Everybody's got a big nose, according to you.
Little big nose.
No, don't be cheeky. Demetra hasn't got a big nose. Mind you, your friend Isabel tells everybody they have a big tummy, which is quite embarrassing, isn't it?
So,
a
big nose.
So when you go around with Isabel, you make lots of people unhappy, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. Oh, be careful, don't bend the book. Oh, that's not nice, is it? That's even worse, doing that. We get new books every week, don't we? And we saw this and liked it.
What were you showing me before? Where's the lion?
Where's the lion? That's the one with the lion.
One
it's
lion.
A book about colours at the zoo. And this
what?
One's counting on the farm, opposites in the garden, shapes in the house. And they're all touch and feel books, so every page has They're in their own case, aren't they?
Shut the door.
Who's shutting the door?
Me shutting it.
Dimitri's doing it.
Big bang.
Big bang.
Sofa.
Sofa?
The table. Mirror.
Mirror? Oh, yes, there's a mirror on that page, isn't there?
Let Mummy do it.
You want Mummy to look in the mirror?
Yeah.
Oh, frightening.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me.
Dimitri.
Yes, Dimitri can look at yourself in the mirror. Oh, isn't she beautiful?
Yeah, in the body.
What did you say? You didn't say that before. Now I can look at my big nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your tummy.
And your big tummy.
Oh no.
Had you also said that they had
a big willy, yes.
Oh no.
Sarah's got a big nose.
Sarah's got a big nose.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not.
Not big tummy, it's have a big tummy.
There you go. Where's the lion? Is it in this?
Oh.
Did you say the lion was sleeping?
Yeah, show me. Tell me about the lion.
Oh, tell me. You'd have woken him up now. And what will the lion say when he's cross?
Read the books all done.
Oh, and
that. We're dying down here.
Put down here?
The lion goes in that one, doesn't he? Are you going to put the books away nicely?
Lying down.
Well, I'll pass you the lion one. Put them in gently. Be careful not to rip these pockets.
Okay.
Because if these get broken, we won't be able to store the books, will we?
No.
No, it goes in, Thomas, but you have to turn, look, like this. You have to turn it that way. Come on. Don't throw them down. Would you like me to put them away? About the other page, the other side. It's got a dog.
No. No, don't. So, oh.
That thing goes.
That one, me.
Oh. Gosh, that's nice, isn't it? Don't carry your case.
That's down a bit, so that me check.
You want it back?
Carrot with the leaf on it, yeah.
Thomas bite.
Thomas bite? There's a leaf on this page as well. Is that the same thing, rabbit? I don't think it is it?
No, a big one then.
What's a big carrot?
Baby carrot.
And a baby carrot.
A machine. Machine, no.
A machine.
machine. Are you thinking about Auntie Mabel and Pippin when they went to the factory where the carrots were chopped?
Mm.
They were washed and put through a big machine and sliced very finely, weren't they?
Right.
What kind of chop?
Oh, yes, please.
You like watching Pippin, don't you?
Pippin? Down the fly. Pippin, down the fly.
Oh, Pippin, it's time to fly. Yeah. Yes, because Pippin and Auntie Mabel go everywhere in the helicopter, don't they? Or an aeroplane.
Time to fly.
Pippin, come on, it's time to fly. Auntie Mabel and Pippin live in a bungalow. So every day they go to look at something, don't they? But when they want to go out, Auntie Mabel says, come on, Pippin, it's time to fly. And she gets Pippin's lead and she puts a flying helmet on. And they walk out of the front door and they go to the aeroplane and get in it and off they go.
Yeah.
And how does the song go? Look up, look down, look all around. Up in the air and on the ground.
What's Pippin and?
There's so much to see, so come outside.
Watch Pippin now.
No, can't watch Pippin now. Pippin's having a rest. Oh, Thomas, you're just so rough with things. It's not nice. Mummy's not going to buy you any more books if you're going to do that with them. In fact, I was going to buy you a book with Pippin. So don't think I will if you're going to do rough with it. What would you like to do now? Shall we see if anybody is on the telephone?
Mum, I got the mixture on the other. It's Thomas. The mixture on the
Linda O'Brien? Did you talk to me on the phone yesterday?
Linda O'Brien.
Can you tell them what you've been doing?
Hello. Linda O'Brien. Mr. Thomas from me. Bye-bye. Linda O'Brien.
Did you tell them that who is here? That Mummy's here and Dimitri's here and Thomas is here.
One hello. I'm Nana Mama.
Who are you talking to, Thomas?
Yeah. Linda O'Brien.
Linda O'Brien, what are you going to tell them? Tell them where we're going this afternoon.
Beehive in the park.
Bye bye. Are you going to ring Grandma and Granddad and tell them what you've had for breakfast and tell them that Demetra's here? And tell them you went to playgroup yesterday and that you're going to beehive this afternoon?
No, I don't know.
Well, they're not in. It's just as well, then, because you have lots of things to tell them. It's not cheap rate at the moment, is it? What do those buttons say? A, B, C. The red one is A, blue one B, green one C. A, B, C. And these yellow buttons say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
This?
A, B, C. Now you tell me what they are.
Mummy.
Now you tell me what they are.
Button. What? B. And Mummy do it.
A, B, C.
A, B, C.
A, B, C.
The rock. Little button,
no, they don't. Normally there's a battery in there, isn't there? So that when you press the button, they make
we've taken the battery out. There'll be enough noise with you.
Are you not going to tell them what you've had for breakfast? Would you like to run around more properly?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a busy day. What are they telling you? What about ringing Daddy at work?
Little Brian.
We can ring Little Brian. Yes, I suppose it's not a good idea to ring Daddy when he's working.
No,
I think Linda's at work, isn't she, this morning? And Brian's perhaps gone shopping. There's nobody in, is there?
Found!
Hello. Speaking. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. I'm a job tea. Telephone now. Please, no, Mummy, just write Daddy's dental appointment on the calendar. Oh, I forgot what time I said now. Did I say 9:40, Thomas? Did I say 9:40? Okay. Oh, we're putting down for 9:40.
I think so. You do.
Yes, I think so.
Just coming now. Been down now.
What's coming down now?
Red one now.
The red one now. This is the handset.
Thank you.
The mouthpiece and the earpiece.
The chain is a chain.
When that lady phoned up, she said. I said speaking, and she said.
No lid.
Oh, no lid. Goodness me. My God.
Just do it.
Oh, Demetra's busy. Shall Mummy do it?
Yeah, maybe.
No, Demetra's do it.
Racing car, this is nice, isn't it?
Pop.
The
fire pack.
So tell Demetra to watch out because it might hit her.
There you go.
Train feels a little bit sticky to me, so have you been putting food in it again?
For a day.
Is the train pulling the racing car, or is the racing car pulling the train?
The front.
The train is pulling at the front, is it? Yes, I would imagine a train would pull a racing car easier than the other way around. Do you have to how the racing car works? She's perhaps not seen that with this.
Mitchell!
Move towards him. Yes, it's right.
Mitchell!
Wow!
Wow!
My sister bought that for you, didn't she?
I'll sit down. All done now.
All done now?
Yeah.
And sit down.
All done now. All done now.
All done now. All done now.
Yeah.
It's going very quickly, isn't it?
Believe it. It kicks up.
There's what?
The racing driver's taking the horse to the trip shop.
Bye-bye. Oh! It's racing car.
Racing car.
Sorry, that much.
Sorry, that much.
No?
Things down. Do you think you should tell Grandma and Grandma that it's raining in Stockport? Give them a quick ring and tell them. You want to get down, really, don't you? Fed up with sitting in your chair.
Did you open it? What's in there? What's in there? What do you have in there?
Biscuits. Biscuits.
Perhaps you've got empty tins of biscuits. And
I don't know.
You'd like to get down? You washed your hands earlier on, didn't you?
Yeah. Playing toys. What's a mess?
What a mess, yes. Well, there's a mess, Jenny, isn't there? It comes quite tidy for us. All around it, it's carnage. You've got cornflakes and crumbs all down your front.
Don't check,
but don't worry. What is Thomas doing?
Yes.
Very much. Oh gosh, I don't think I can manage anymore after all that toast. I think I had a lot to eat today, haven't we?
Was that it?
Oh no.
Excuse me, I think Brady really does want to go back, doesn't she?
Yes.
Oh, yes, in the rain, but she's gone. So nice.
Look how many cornflakes you have on your chair. And down on the floor.
What's away now?
The box is away now. Stand it up, Thomas, it might fit in better. Knock, knock. Is there anybody there?
Finna. I've got a finna. Finna.
You've hurt your finger?
Yeah.
You've perhaps knelt or pressed onto a cornflake on the floor, have you? It's quite sore.
Oh. Play meter on the wall of the bike.
Run around on the bike.
White truck coming now.
Is there a white truck coming now?
Yeah.
All right. Now don't climb any higher.
Oh, it is.
Oh gosh, you're quite right. Yes, it's a white van outside, isn't it? Look, he's got an orange flashing light on the top, and looks like a pair of step ladders.
Play the bike.
You want to play with me?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Oh, you're going round and round on your bicycle, aren't you?
Which one? Big chair.
Night,
big chair.
Night, night, big chair.
Night, Dimitra.
I didn't even recognise my name.
Night, night, darling. Night, night, mummy. Night, night, sweetheart.
Sleep well, won't you?
Night, Dimitra.
See you in the morning.
Go backwards, Thomas. Go backwards.
Please.
Are you going to put Molly in the back of the bicycle and take Molly for a ride?
Yes, please.
Where is Molly? Oh, there she is in the chair. Oops, steady.
Front.
No, that's the back.
Back.
You put Molly in the back. No, no, steady, steady, steady. Don't bump into Dimitra. It'll hurt her. Go
backwards.
That's right. Go backwards. You say backwards, don't you? Imagine
Thomas
meeting up. Thomas on the road.
Where are you going?
Stockport. Are you going shopping?
All the way to Stockport you're going?
I've been to the trains at the same Stockport.
You're going to be in queue and watching the trains at Stockport?
Yeah.
Right, so you've got quite a busy day planned, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got to be back in time for lunch to go to the beehive in the park. We've taken it off now, but this bicycle has a pole that we attach to the back, and it means that Mummy and Daddy can take you on the footpath with it, doesn't it?
Hey, Mummy Jack.
Oh, thank you. Are you giving me money? Does she not want to have a ride on your bike anymore?
What about Poe? Poe could sit in the back. And Poe's here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, be careful.
Jump.
Yeah. Jump in the bike.
Jump in the bike? She's sitting in the back, isn't she?
Off you go. Where are you going now?
A truck park.
Again?
A truck park.
And what are you going to get in Stockport?
Two pairs.
Right. Two smarties.
What else?
Actually, Thomas, if you really want some pears and smarties, you can go to the spar shop down the road.
Yes, please.
Instead of pedaling.
Two pairs.
Yeah, instead of pedaling all the way to the spar to stop them.
Here's the back pole.
June, we'll be careful.
Are you saying thank you very much to Poe?
Yeah.
For coming with you?
The dipstick on the front.
The dipstick.
Down the front.
Ride the bike.
Dipsy, ride the bike.
Oh,
oops, a deer.
Not Dipsy.
No Dipsy.
No, she's on the floor, isn't she?
Baby.
Yeah, baby.
Jump!
Careful jumping, you'll hurt your legs. Oh, gently, Thomas.
I can see Thomas.
Oh, are you giving one of your special smiles? Yes, you've done it 16 times. That's quite good.
Hold on now. Where are you going now then?
B&Q.
B&Q to watch the trains. Yes, if you park the car in B&Q car park, you can walk to the station, can't you? And watch the trains.